This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock. So we got about another hour left in the show when we'll do everything we can to help you out. So definitely give us a phone call. And we can help you out with that. Talking lots about the lawn, right? Springtime is kind of when you feel like the lawn gets a lot of the work done, right? That's the time we work on it the most. So we tend to talk about it a lot. So we've talked about moss, we've talked about weeds, we've talked about taking care of them. That's definitely something to be looking at this spring, is working on the lawn early instead of, waiting till later in the season to reseed. Maybe do something this spring to get that lawn stronger, right? We want to make it a stronger lawn going forward. And fertilizing, taking care of, getting soil test done is definitely one of the things that I want you to look at, right? It's definitely something that is going to be beneficial for you. That soil test is so worth it at the end of the day. It will save you time and money, right? It will take care of you and make sure you're set with the lawn. Anyways, what else can we be looking at doing? What else should we be thinking about? Well, we talked about it earlier. Let's look at, we have so much rain and so many puddles out there. We need to think about taking care of the, later on, the mosquitoes that are due to hit us, right? The mosquitoes are ones that are going to affect us later on, and they've already started. They've already started working on affecting us, so we got to keep an eye on those. And how can we work on those? Well, right now, with all the puddles, all the rain we've had, we got to break that down somehow, and we got to put something like the mosquito bits in there to work on getting rid of those mosquito larvae that are coming out. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a bit. We have a call on the line, so I'm going to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Lorraine is in Deerfield.
Lorraine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Thank God, Paul.
No problem.
I spoke to you a little more than a year ago regarding a 2-year-old apple tree that was snapped by the deer over the winter. It was actually around February. And you looked up a group that might be able to help me. You found the Orchard People.
Okay. Yep.
They were very helpful. I followed the instructions. Pardon me, my voice is going. And the tree is great. It came back to life. It's blooming. It's budded. And I think we might get fruit this year.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great news to hear.
So I just wanted to let you and maybe anybody else that's listening know that if your tree snaps, but you have a little bit of, I think, the cambrium?
Yes.
That's all you need, because that's the lifeblood that goes through that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, as long as it hasn't snapped all the way through or broken all the way through, there is some life to it, and we can work on it and do some things to take care of it.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I got the that wax that you have to spread around on the wound, broken part. I heated it up a little to make it easier to spread because it's pretty thick.
Yeah.
Then I taped it all up and braced it, and I put posts all around it to support it, and it's doing great. I'm going to take the bandage off this probably today.
Perfect. Yeah, it's so you were using that grafting wax that comes in like a big, oversized looking like soap. But it's more of that once you warm it up, it's easy to move around and play with and get going. It's always good to have something like that on there around because what you can do with it is amazing. And I'm glad it definitely helped you.
Yeah, I only wish I'd talked to you 2 years earlier. I had a giant mock cherry that was damaged in a storm and I had a piece hanging off, and I didn't realize at that time that I could have saved that giant chunk that came off.
But yeah, there's ways on a lot of these, and it's, again, like you said, as long as there is something there, it hasn't completely broken through, as long as the cambia is still there, it's going to help it survive. So definitely worth it. What you did, and just be careful with the stakes and everything. Did you stake the whole plant to hold it, or was it just
I did a couple of things. I put two long, thin stakes right up against it, like you do on a splint for a broken leg or arm.
Yep.
And then for that support, but then I put larger ones propped up against it to hold it in place. So, you know, the wind or the snow wouldn't bend it through the winter.
No, it should be okay. Just, you know, what I would do is if you start to see it, like, dropping or moving as you're removing those bigger ones, maybe leave it for a little bit. Or what I'd look for you to do is then, you know how when you first put in a tree, you would stake it where you would hold it further out?
Right.
Maybe it's looking to do that now that you've gotten that part stronger.
Uh-huh.
But it's had something supporting it for a full year versus, you know, it growing naturally that way, right? So
yeah,
I don't want
sense.
It. I just don't want you to take this off and then all of a sudden the tree just weeps over, right? So that's where the three stakes on the outside, because you'll pull tension on all three areas holding it in one spot. Just keep that in mind when you go to remove everything. I just don't want it to all that work you've done. To be for naught.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It makes me think of when you take the cast off your broken arm and your arm feels weak.
Exactly. It's going to be the same thing. And I just, you know, you put it a whole year's work in here. I'd hate for that to just, within 10 seconds, all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah, I would too.
So
I would be disappointed, but I really appreciate you looking that up, and they even offer fruit tree courses online for very little money. So I've taken a few of their courses, and I've learned quite a bit.
Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a small group of people up in Canada that do it, and they're really good at what they do.
Awesome. Love to hear that stuff. I'm glad we could have given you the right we gave you the right information, so that's good to hear.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
You too, Lorraine. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie's in Osterville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of questions regarding my lawn. I have put down the Love My Soil and Magicow.
Yeah.
And I did that in March, mid-March or early March.
Okay.
And I'm going to put another amount of it down in the end of April. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it's 6 weeks after the first application. So 6 weeks after your first one.
Okay. And then I also put down this past week on Wednesday or Thursday, step one.
Yep.
Was the preventive crabgrass. And
yep.
Would I put that down again in 6 weeks?
That one you would not. You would move on to the second step in 6 weeks. So you would go to step
really?
Two. Yep, 6 weeks from that.
Okay. I have more questions. Can I?
Yeah, definitely no problem. So we're going to hit the break. When we get back, we'll answer the rest of those questions, Julie. So hang tight for me. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. You're on the line with Julie, and she had some more questions for us. So, Julie, what else you got for us?
Just some more fertilizing applications. Since I put down the Love Your Soil, the Magico, and I put down the Step 1 for crabgrass, I thought you said you should put it down twice. Step 1.
So the crabgrass you can, if you have really bad crabgrass, but you don't necessarily need to.
Okay.
So if you've had bad crabgrass in the past, it would be okay to use this step 2. But if you haven't had it and you're just really making sure you're preventing some of these, just use step 1.
I have had it in the past, so I probably should put down it twice, right?
Yep, and you can do that 6-week intervals.
And then I also have Infuse Super Phosphate and Protolizer, and I'm not sure when to put those down and what they're needed for.
Well, so the Infuse is a preventative when it comes to diseases, usually in the lawn. And if you've had the diseases in the past, like red thread or something like that, they usually creep up in the mid to end of May, maybe beginning of June. And so you're going to want to use it as a preventative, and you can start doing that about 3 to 4 weeks prior to when it happened last year. So around May 1st, May 10th-ish is when you can put it down on a granular form. To help prevent some of it from developing. And that would be no problem for that. As for the protolizer can be done at any time and put down to help get the lawn more active with the microbes. I see no problem with that. And then the superphosphate's only really for something like a hydrangea or something that's flowering that has had an issue in the past. I wouldn't look at putting that in the lawn.
Okay, so could we go back to the infuse?
Yep.
That's for disease. It's a disease preventative, correct?
Yes, it's a disease preventative and curative if there is an issue, but it's definitely a preventative if used early enough.
Okay, I don't know that I had any disease last year. I think I may have the year before, and that's why I still have a bag of it. the superphosphate. Exactly what is that for again?
So it's got a high middle number. And that middle number is meant for root development, helps with blooming, but it's not meant for, like, the lawn. I wouldn't be putting it in the lawn itself by any means. I'd be using it for, you know, a lot of times people use it for hydrangeas to help more prolific blooms during the seasons. That's where I would look at it with, and maybe some other flowering plants.
And the fertilizer
is something that can be used on everything, and it can be used, you know, as you go, every couple weeks, once a month, depending upon, you know, what it is. You know, if the plants are healthy, it's a once a month type thing. Whereas if the plants are, you know, weak or have some issues or something going on with it, you can use it every 2 weeks to try and help build the levels up with the microbes and activate them in the soil. But other than that, it can be used on anything. It's not specific to lawn or certain plants. It's on anything.
So would it be used for the hydrangea? I've never had real successful blooms. They've never gotten large. The blue, whatever the name is, blue.
Yeah, no, I mean...
the common blue one. I don't know what that name is. But
yep, so you could definitely use it to help it. I think that superphosphate is something that will work well to help build up the nutrients for you. So I think that's going to help there. I think the protolyzer once a month during the season will be fine for it. But I think it's a combination of the two that would work for you. Now, you know, I do have a break coming up. I'm not sure if you can stick around with us, and we can finish off some of the questions you have. So stay tuned. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we're on the line with Julie. She has some questions for us. So, Julie, what else we got for you?
Can you just repeat the superphosphate increases the bloom for hydrangea, but how often can I use it?
So you're only going to want to use it once in a season, and you're going to want to use it early in the season. It's not a lot of it that you need. It's going to depend on the size of the plant. On the back of the package, it's going to tell you exactly how much to use. I think it's like a teaspoon per. It's usually a teaspoon per couple feet of drip line, but it'll say it right on the back of the bag.
That's what I have. The plant is about 4 years old, and it's no more than two and a half feet. It should be a lot bigger.
Yep, definitely. And this is something that's going to help that. You can use, like, 6 to 8 weeks later, you could use, like, a 10-10-10 all-purpose fertilizer.
I wouldn't apply 10-10-10 now. I'd wait.
No, you would wait 6 weeks after this is into the system.
Okay. And can you recommend a shade begonia? Because there are different begonias for different situations, I'm understanding.
Yep, and you know, the different begonias, the varieties that, you know, might do okay here. You know, partial shade would be like a wax begonia. Those might be all right. The one that you might like and would do well would be the dragon wing begonia. It kind of looks like wings on the plant itself. It's pretty cool looking. That might be your best way to go.
Can you repeat that? Dragon
wing begonia.
And the wax begonia.
Yep, those would be two options for you that I think would be okay.
All right. I appreciate all your advice. It's always so helpful.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
Have a
much.
Great rest of your day, Julie.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're about 25 minutes away from the end of the show. So we got some time. If you have some questions, definitely feel free to give us a call. Plenty of time left in the show. But we are back next week, just like every other week, here every Sunday from 6 to 10 a.m. If you're looking for us, can't find us, go on to our website at paulparent.com. And then I want you to click where it says Listen Live or Podcast. That's going to bring you to the a page where it's going to have two spots. Listen Live will be just a picture of my father and I. Listen to the podcast will be a picture of my father. You click on either one of those. It's going to bring you to the GCN Network onto their website. And from there, I want you to look up. You'll be able to find, you'll be able to listen to us live that day, our old podcast. But at the same time, you can look at the different radio stations around. That is the most up to date, as it can change from here and there, from week to week sometimes. But you can go onto the GCN Network and get all of our affiliates on there. Now, again, phone number here, 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a beautiful day. It's already starting to warm up. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, the next couple days. Definitely worth getting out and doing some work. Getting out there, doing what you can to really, you know, just get started. We haven't been able to get started the right way with the garden yet. And now... a lot of our step ones are being done, right? The crabgrass control or just a fertilizer, right? We don't have to do a crabgrass control every year if you have had, if you've had success controlling the crabgrass. So that's the thing, right? If you don't have the crabgrass, why actually apply something that you don't need to? Well, what you want to think about doing, is just fertilizing, just making the lawn stronger and thicker. And just fertilizing is going to be beneficial, right? Just doing something to make that plant stronger is well worth it. So we want to make sure that that's something you look at doing. And it's not just like I said, you don't have to just do crabgrass every year because it's part of the program. It's not. You don't have to. We do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Don is in Marshfield.
Don, welcome to the Hall Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
First-time caller.
Great. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So my question is, when do I start to feed my hydrangeas and my rose bushes, and what do you recommend I apply?
So I want you to start feeding the, you said rose bushes and what else?
Hydrangea.
And the hydrangea. I want you to feed the hydrangea now. The hydrangea is definitely worth getting done now. Great.
Yeah.
So with that, have you had issues in the past with it not blooming enough, or was it just kind of, it's been okay?
No, actually everything's been fine. I've just forgotten. I mean, is it holly tone you put down now, or?
Well, so on these, I would put a 10-10-10 down on the hydrangea. Just because it's done everything fine, you can do a 10-10-10 without an issue and keep it that. You can actually do it a couple times. You might be able to do it like 6-8 weeks from now to just give it a second boost to get it really full. So that's what I would look at doing. As far as the rose, I'd go more specific, like a rose tone from Espoma.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start doing that now. You're not far from, you're on the South Shore. You've warmed up a little more than we have on the northern part of Mass. So you could definitely do it now, because we're pruning them at this point, right? All our roses can be pruned. Whereas, if they weren't being pruned right now, I'd say wait a little bit, but we can clean them up. We can do all those things. Let's give them something to build up, some of the, nutrients back into there, because if you've cut them, you're not shocking them, but you're slowing them down a little bit for a minute just to rejuvenate them. Let's give them something back to help build the rest of it.
Okay, understood. And what brand do you recommend for the hydrangea? What was it? 10-10-10 you were mentioning.
So there's a garden food by Espoma. They have a 10-10-10 on it. That's fine. High Yield has a 10-10-10. I've always been an Espoma person, just I know their products well. But either one would be fine for
you. Okay. And I was going to aerate my lawn. Is there any particular time you recommend to do that? I know the fall is, you know, preferred, but I'm going to do it, you know, probably this month. Is that a recommended time frame?
Yeah, I mean, aerating is definitely helpful for what you're, you know, just to help the lawn itself, right? Just in general. So I don't think there is a, obviously the best time is to do later in the season, but doing it in the next couple of weeks would be fine. Honestly, it's just going to help throughout the rest of the season. If you can't do it, it would be fine to do at the end of August, right? What you also might want to do is if you do aerate it, get like a top dressing of something over the top after the fact. You know, whether it be some composted cow manure, it could be like a leaf compost. It could be any type of compost, right? I just think that if you're going to aerate it, do something on top of it to get back into those areas to add the organic material, and that's what that composted cow manure or leaf compost or one of those would do.
Yeah. Historically, I would have someone, you know, aerate for me. Then I would oversee, and, you know, the intention is to do that again. I haven't done the compost aspect of it, but I think I'm going to try it on this go-around. So, you know, would you endorse that, aerate, overseed, and then compost?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely would be beneficial on there. I think it just helps build up the healthier soil for you. It breaks down some of the thatch that might be there. So I don't see an issue with doing that. I think the biggest additive is this compost over the top of it is really going to be helpful. We're talking really just a top dress, a very minimal. You know, a 40-pound bag will go a longer way, and try to get a drier bag, obviously. If you get something that seems wet, see if you can open it up and put it in a wheelbarrow for, you know, the day prior that you're going to do it. Just try to lighten it, to dry it out a little bit, because it's just, you don't want it to clump. You don't want, like, big clumps all over the yard. You want it a light, light mix. And that's why some people might even just look at using, like, a peat moss over the top, right? Because it's so much easier to spread. It's not, you break it up, it's almost like a powder over the top. That's what I would look to do.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got like 14,000 square feet of lawn, so it's a good size parcel.
Yeah,
I did buy a lawn leveler, you know, like a if you're familiar with that, to you know, spread loam. So
yeah.
I imagine, you know, I could do the same thing with this. And then, you know, what are you suggesting, like an eighth of an inch or just a?
Yeah, really minimal. Eighth or, you know, as much as a quarter, but I wouldn't go any more than that. Because a lot of it's just going to wash into the soil, right? It's just to add something to it, because you can never have enough organic material in the soil to help feed those microbes and everything else that are there.
Yeah. Any recommendations relative to, I have some areas that have moss, and from what I'm hearing from other, you know, pundits is, well, you might have compact soil. It could be, you know, shade or a combination of both. Is there any fix or areas where you have moss growing?
Well, so there are so many different reasons why moss will grow. And I think one of the biggest things you need to do is get a soil sample done. Because what that soil sample is going to do it's going to help you for the long term to know what you need to put down. Because moss can be shown by high pH or low pH. It can be very compact soil, or it can just be an area where water sits but runs off easily. So it's kind of the opposites of either one of them. So there's never any way to say this is exactly what it is without getting some of the nutrients that are in the soil. There could be a blocker in there that is causing the nutrients just to build up. So there's a number of things to do. So the biggest thing is to get the soil sample done. Then you get the nutrients written down, you see everything, and then you can build from there. Because it might have to be, the pH might need to be lowered. Or at the same time, it might need to be raised, but there's blocking in there. So there's a lot to it. If you want, you can hang tight on the other side. We got a couple more minutes. I can explain a little bit more in this. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we're talking with Dawn in regards to the lawn and moss issues. Not moss. We were talking about moss, right?
Yeah, we were.
Sorry.
My question, if I may, Patrick,
yeah,
is what's the name of the organization where I would send my lawn samples?
So you can send it to the UMass Extension, or you could send it to Natural Alternative. I would send it to Natural Alternative personally because of the fact that afterwards, when they send you the results, if you have questions, you can actually call them, whereas sometimes with the UMass Extension, they get so busy that they don't have time to answer some of these questions.
Natural, hold on, just writing this down. Where are they located?
So they're out of Maryland, but you would send. You can go on their website. So it's natural-alternative.com.
Okay.
They have a phone number on their website right at the top as well, and it's one of those companies when you call, they actually answer. It's not like 17 different voice prompts.
Mm-hmm. And question, when I plug my soil, you know, how deep should the plug go, do you think?
I mean, we're not talking very deep, but some people will go, you know, 2.5-3 inches maybe. That's probably where you're looking to be at.
Yeah, gotcha. And just got a couple more quick questions.
Sure.
So on my rose bushes, one type, I have a few of them, are knockouts. And then I have a, for lack of accuracy, it's like a creeping rose bush.
Yep.
That like a carnation type of flower.
Yeah.
So I did renovation cutting on them last year. So, you know, they grew back And, I probably, I did away with the canes that were crossing, and I probably cut them to about 6 inches tall, if you will.
Yeah.
So they came back, not 100% in terms of full size. And so now they're beginning to bud out. So my first question is, with the knockouts, I did cut away the black and the areas that were dead, if you will.
Yep.
So there are numerous, blossoms, if you will, that are budding out. Is it suggested to cut those back? I mean, right now they're about, I'd probably say 2.5 feet tall, maybe 2.5 to 3 foot tall, and I have a lot of buds, so I'm hesitant to go ahead and cut those back. What do you think?
I mean, you don't have to cut them all the way back, but pruning them back just a bit, just to do some cleanup, remove any of the thin, weak growth, would be okay to do on there. I see no problem doing that with the knockout.
Yeah. Now, again, on the other one, which is, I wish I had the name to it, but it's like an orange carnation, and I believe they call it like a carpet type of rose.
Yeah, carpet rose.
Yeah, and so, right now, I was kind of pruning it back yesterday, and it still stands at about 2 feet. Should I go ahead and cut that back? It also has a number of blooms on it, but, what's best practice there?
So that one you don't have to cut as much back because we want it to kind of get, bigger and spread a little bit, stay low. So that one I'd cut back by about a third. But if you've already cut a lot of it back, with doing some of this cleanup, I wouldn't cut it anymore. But by a third would be the max on this one. And you'd follow the same ideas, any of the dead, damaged, some of the weaker canes, that type of thing. But you should be fine doing that.
That's great. Well, listen, thank you very much. I grew up in Scituate and I knew Paul.
Awesome.
So this is my first time calling your show. So I appreciate the guidance, Patrick.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear those things, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, that's going to do it for today. Appreciate everybody for calling. As always, hey, it's time. Get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. We're all we got, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk soon. We'll see you later.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.